Artists and educators have been protesting the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts today. They are trying to halt the auction of 40 objects in the collection to pay for an overhaul of the museum and an endowment fund. Protester Ed Pelkey spoke about the group's criticism of the Berkshire Museum.
I just think that the museum needs to really reconsider what they're doing. I think there's a misconception that the people who are protesting don't want the museum to make progress. The people that I'm associated with just really think that the art that is going to auction, especially the Rockwells, are basically the heart and soul of the art collection. You know, the roots to Berkshire heritage would be lost forever.
So what should the museum do otherwise?
Well, it also a thing is this sort of narrative that's been advanced that we either do this or we close. That seems to be very short-sighted. And it paints anyone into a corner who's, you know, hold on, slow down here. Well, we either do this or we do that. That's a fallacy of logic. It's just because we're not going to do this doesn't mean a certain thing is going to happen. I think a lot of the local arts community wasn't consulted, myself included. I've been a longstanding member at the Berkshire Museum, and I know others as well that were not contacted in regards to this path.
So the museum has faced a lot of financial difficulties that may or may not have been represented or told to the public, but its budget has confined the museum and its operations. According to Executive Director Van Shields, you know, this is what is necessary for the museum to keep its doors open. They predict, you know, maybe 8 years down the line that it wouldn't be able to offer anything to the public, and then it closes and everything gets sold anyway. So
it just seems to be like a major shift in, you know, the mission of the museum has remained unchanged. If the mission is going to remain unchanged, then this goes against the very nature of the mission of the museum. And also, you know, from the financial records that I saw that were public, I didn't see the same thing that's being put out as a narrative. Again, I only saw 1 year's worth of financials that were made public.
So what's the point of the protest?
To pause, to reconsider. It seems that a lot of this has happened. To me, it seems almost like a lost cause at this point, because it's at Sotheby's. The art was moved out in the middle of the night, and it was taken away before people really had a chance to know what happened. You know, so the protest group has been working off the back foot. At first, to even get a list of what was going to auction. A lot of stuff was done behind closed doors. So I think what our group is trying to do is just make a last gasp effort to get the museum and the board to reconsider the sale.
That's Ed Pelkey, an artist who is protesting the Berkshire Museum. The museum plans to put the work up for auction sometime in the next 6 months.